From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A high-ranking Navy official said there is no missing girl at a collapsed Mexico City school that had become a focus of rescue efforts following this week's deadly magnitude 7.1 earthquake. However, Navy Assistant Secretary Angel Enrique Sarmiento did say an adult may still be alive in the rubble. Sarmiento said that while there are blood traces and other signs suggesting that someone is alive, all the school's children have been accounted for.
We corroborated with public education, with the delegation, and with the school, and all the totality of the children. Regrettably, some are deceased. Others, I repeat, are at the hospital, and the rest are safe in their homes.
At least 245 people were killed in Tuesday's earthquake, and that includes an additional 2,000 who were injured. While meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and South Korean President Moon Jae-in, U.S. President Donald Trump announced a new executive order that targets individuals, companies, and financial institutions that finance and facilitate trade with North Korea.
And I'm very proud to tell you that, as you may have just heard moments ago, China, the central bank, has told their other banks, a massive banking system, to immediately stop doing business with North Korea.
In addition, Trump is sending Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to a Security Council session to press for enforcement of the sanctions against Pyongyang aimed at limiting its funds for weapons development. Hurricane Maria continues to dump more heavy rain on Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands. VOA News.